Good morning, HubSpot Nation. It's time to wake up customer platform with your unofficial HubSpot Updates morning show, where we help you discover the platform value you already own. I'm Chris Carolyn, joined by my co-hosts Casey Hawkins and George B. Thomas. We're here every weekday morning to make sure you're not sleeping on HubSpot's true capabilities. If you're joining live, drop a hello in the comments and let us know what you're building in HubSpot today. Happy Tuesday, February 24th. How are we doing?
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, almost March.
Yes. I can
Almost
tell
March.
because the sun is starting to cut to my desk. So
Oh,
things are changing.
yeah.
Let's dive into some updates. TikTok integration for social. What's changed? Added a link to the official HubSpot knowledge base article for this beta. It's always nice when we have a knowledge
Nice.
base article to go with our features. What is this feature? You can now connect TikTok accounts to HubSpot to draft, schedule, and publish TikTok videos, monitor and reply to comments on your posts and mentions of your account by others, and analyze TikTok organic social performance.
Why does it matter? TikTok continues to grow as an influential social network, enabling your business to stay competitive, build brand awareness, and reach new audiences. Bringing TikTok publishing, replying, and reporting into HubSpot enables you to manage your social presence across networks in one unified platform.
Very nice.
There you go. If
We
you're a
have arrived,
TikToker,
ladies and gentlemen. We have arrived.
rejoice. That's in private beta. Sign up. We've got quote associations to custom objects is live. What is it? Customers can associate quotes with custom objects. For example, if a customer creates a car custom object, each quote can be linked to a specific car model or trim, ensuring the quote reflects the correct configuration.
Why does it matter? Linking quotes to a custom object keeps everything in one place, making it easy to reference quotes directly from the object and ensuring accurate reporting.
Very nice.
And do this super easy in the data model builder. Very cool. We've got a new Notion integration is in private beta. What's changed here? Updated the installation link to point directly to the Notion data sync listing in the HubSpot marketplace for easier access. What is it? A new two-way data sync app with Notion. This new app mirrors the comprehensive integration capabilities found in our 100 plus data sync apps, which automate the synchronization of data fields and objects across platforms, reducing manual work and ensuring data consistency. With customizable field mappings, filter settings, and real-time updates, Data Sync allows users to maintain up-to-date information across their business tools. Alongside two-way sync, Notion is available as a source in Data Studio, where teams can ingest Notion databases into a pre-CRM workspace to join, clean, and transform the data when and only when they're ready. They can activate the data set in HubSpot. Data Studio itself is currently in beta and included with Data Hub Professional and Enterprise.
Why does this matter? With the Data Sync app, Notion and HubSpot stay aligned automatically. Changes made in either system are reflected in the other, so both tools are always up to date. It always makes moving data from Notion into HubSpot fast and painless when you're ready to migrate. With Data Studio, you can bring Notion data into your workspace to join, enrich, combine, and clean data before using it in the CRM reports, workflows, segments, or even export it again. A lot of stuff coming to that Data Studio syncing. So,
Yes, indeed. Unboxing on Friday afternoon at 1:30 Central. Very excited for that. See number of emailable contacts in segments. Live. What is it? View how many contacts in a segment are eligible to receive emails.
Easy enough. Why does this matter? When creating email campaigns, you need to know how many contacts will actually receive your message so that you can avoid a surprise if only a portion of your segment is reachable and refine your segment for more effective email marketing. Prior to this update, you may spend time creating a segment only to find that certain contacts are not eligible to receive an email. Now you can identify the emailable contacts in that segmentation process. I'm very happy about this. Workarounds and things to do this. I have one client that would specifically send me lists and say how many of these are actually emailable. So love to see the visibility here.
Always good. Always good.
And solving for that kind of email makes me happy for sure. Also, this link right here, right next to it, it says use in an email. Making things easy. Number five, view the full context of related records and clean up associations in bulk. What is it? You can now view the full relationship context around one or more records and remove outdated or incorrect associations in bulk, all in just a few clicks. From the index page, see all associated records in a single structured view and quickly clean up your data to keep your CRM accurate, reliable, and up to date.
Why does it matter? CRM record associations can quickly become outdated when contacts change companies, deals shift ownership, or data imports create incorrect relationships. Today, keeping associations current requires time-consuming workflows, developer support, or manual updates one by one. This creates inefficiencies that waste time and spread errors across records, making teams question whether the CRM data is trustworthy. The new bulk association editor saves time and reduces errors by giving you a fast, straightforward way to inspect and remove incorrect associations in small batches. This helps ensure your CRM remains reliable and a high quality source of truth for your team. I met with the association's project manager this week, and I specifically was like, I love this.
Yeah. Is that Naz?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I talked to her, I specifically called this out in that this, when we read it, when it was first introduced, it was so focused on cleanup in bulk, right? And if you don't need to do a lot of cleanup, you might miss the fact that this visibility that this provides, like this experience, has not existed like before in HubSpot. And just being able to come in and see everything, like it's super impressive. And, continues to, like, the team is just putting it so much complexity inside of one screen in a way that's simple and intuitive to use. Once you understand what to click on. So this is, I've really enjoyed seeing this happen for sure. Workflow action to register a contact to a marketing event is now live. What is it? You can now automatically register contacts to manually created marketing events in HubSpot using a new workflow action.
Why does it matter? Previously, businesses that rely on marketing events for lead generation and nurturing couldn't directly enroll contacts into a HubSpot marketing event through automation. The process often required manual data imports or custom API solutions. This update streamlines that process. With the new workflow action, you can now automate contact registration to events, enabling seamless integration between lead capture and event enrollment.
Yeah, that manual creation, an important distinction. Because you've been able to do this for like Zoom events and stuff like that for a while, but it created a big disconnect with physical events and other things that had to be manually created. So very cool to see that update.
Yeah, I just showed it to somebody on Friday, actually. It's all.
Everybody's got an event infrastructure in their business. So you can do so much of that in HubSpot now. Bring your spreadsheet in. We've got revert to prior revision in workflows is in public beta, scheduled for release March 5th. What is it? You can now revert your workflows to a previous version using revision history. If a change doesn't work as expected, you can quickly restore an earlier revision and continue building from there.
Why does it matter? Workflows often evolve over time, and even small edits can have downstream effects. This update gives you more confidence when making changes by letting you easily undo mistakes, recover from accidental deletions, and return to a known working version without rebuilding your workflow from scratch.
I feel like we've talked about this before, but
we have, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It might have been private beta to public beta. I don't know.
Can we just get to the next one? I've been waiting the entire show to get to the next one. I swear to God. I'm like, can we just go?
I think these are the three words that Jared was interested in understanding more about.
I'm just like, let's go.
This is how I throttle George B. Thomas.
But I'm telling you. Good.
Throttle marketing email in public beta. George has already smashed the button. What is it? Customers can set a custom email send rate for campaigns to control how quickly messages are delivered.
Why does this matter? Lowering your send rate can protect your systems and teams by spreading activity over time and reducing the risk of traffic spikes to your website or support channels. It can also strengthen deliverability by creating a more consistent sending pattern that builds trust with receiving servers, which is especially valuable for re-engagement campaigns. And George.
I wanted to get to it. I refused to open it before we got there, but immediately when I logged in this morning, I was like, what does that mean? I will tell you, I'm excited that it's not just an enterprise feature. Mm-hmm. It's actually pro and marketing pro and marketing enterprise. Mm-hmm. The idea of like anything that helps the email servers understand that you're trying to do things in a good way for deliverability, I think is a very important piece. So yes, I did smash the button. You should smash the button. This is probably going to go out to all my clients today, this link. Yeah.
I just don't know. And I do not know. There has been an option for a while when you send, where is it? Adjust send time. So it sends within 5 minutes of the scheduled time for marketing emails. This is even like more than that, I think.
Yeah, this is different than that.
Yeah.
So that adjust send time is almost like a mirror of on social, post in a human way where it fluctuates from like whatever. So like this is literally like, no, this is the amount of, and I gotta dig in, trust me, but my assumption of what I'm looking at, how does it work? When scheduling your marketing email campaigns, expand advanced settings. Select send more slowly, throttling, enter desired sending rate, right? So now instead of it just like you open up a spigot, let's say for your, like with your garden hose, and also you just open it all the way and all the water's coming out. Now you're like, no, and you like let it drip out. Right. So it's literally the amount of like things that you're letting go out in a certain amount of time. So like, does it really matter that you send all your emails in 5 minutes so that you can get to the dashboard and stare at the report? Or could you send out all of those emails over a 5 hour period and go look at your dashboard tomorrow? Like,
oh man, I love that unintended consequence, George. Like, oh man, sell people on the fact that, yeah, we don't want to mess with your deliverability. So we're going to slow, slow drip this, which means you can't come back right away to see how to see all the results. Also, like, I think we're past the point where, like, oh, I got it at 1107. Yeah, a human must have sent that.
Must have sent this.
It was not at 11.
Yeah. No.
No, this is, sounds like, well, like, probably everybody. Like, why wouldn't you activate
right.
this?
Right.
Because even if you just, like, make a small change, that's going to differentiate you in terms of the Googles and the Microsofts of the world. Like, oh, this person cares about not blasting my servers.
Yeah.
So probably an easy win for most HubSpot accounts. Template level styling for quotes. What is it? You can now customize fonts, colors, and styling for each quote template in the quote template editor.
Why does it matter? Previously, all quote templates used a single style determined by the quote theme. This means you can now make styles different for each template. It gives you more flexibility to match your brand or create distinct looks for different offerings.
It's only a matter of time. CMS building right in the quote editor.
Cool. I love it.
And last for today, redesigned marketing event record page. What is it? The marketing events object now uses the standard CRM record page layout, including notes, timeline, and CRM cards.
Why does it matter? You can now manage marketing events more efficiently and consistent with other CRM objects. This update addresses the frustration of missing standard record page functionalities, improving usability and adoption. You'll be able to log notes, tasks, and calls directly on event records, view a comprehensive event timeline, customize record page layout and displayed properties, associate campaigns easily.
We are joining that beta for sure. Is the day gone or I have to create a custom object for an event? I'm guessing not yet, unless I can associate it to every other object. But if not, we're only one step away. Very cool. Again, another thing that almost every business has events as a part of their strategy, and now you can manage it inside of HubSpot. Remember, folks, you probably already own the solution you're looking for in HubSpot, and maybe it is marketing event records. Sometimes you just need to wake up to it. Join us tomorrow morning live at 7:30 a.m. Central, or catch us anytime on Spotify, Apple Music, or the Profoundly HubSpot Updates blog. Drop your biggest takeaway in the comments and let us know what capabilities you want to wake up to next. Until then, I'm Chris Carolyn.
I'm Casey Hawkins.
And I'm George B. Thomas.
And this has been Wake Up, Customer Platform. Now go build something amazing. Have a great day, everybody.